Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
It does not look like something stood on the roof. That's where the plane is.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shh.
This may be a dumb question. What state is the plane in?
Its front is all crumpled and one of the wings is bent at an odd angle.
So you're saying is it can't be used.
Yeah, it's unsalvageable.
Could Richie fix it?
Is Richie our boy? He could do everything.
In a few days, all right. I just wouldn't discount the fact that you're a fucking gun, but I would say that if you could fix it, it would take days.
Okay.
Let's get started, bro.
A little side project.
Yeah.
I
Flight of the Phoenix it. There's several other things. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
As day three appears above your heads, you can see it.
What's that?
Day three, you stare out at the horizon and you can see several columns of black smoke coming from the Russian base. You no longer see the drill standing erect.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I think they hit the same pocket we did.
Christ, can we go to the hole and to our hole and see if there's anything happening there, or especially if there's any sign of the lieutenant?
You gaze down into the hole. There is no sign of the lieutenant anywhere. You gaze down into the hole. It is an impenetrable darkness as it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. As you're walking around, you see that Richard Masur is no longer stuck to the side of the vehicle.
Oh, fuck.
The sensor is still embedded.
He's alive.
He is not there.
What about Lieutenant's body? Anywhere?
You don't find it anywhere.
Any shell casings from a rifle?
Richie Brain, you find one solitary rifle shell. Then you find the rifle. It is bent at an awful angle. It is deep in the snow. Ugh.
Can Richie fix it?
I don't think you could fit. I mean, like, you could bend it back, but I don't think you'd believe that it was safe to shoot.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
Any signs of blood?
There's no blood, no.
And no tracks near the rifle or anything like that?
Not in this much snow. I would say it's actually just impossible to find tracks now.
I think I know what needs to be done, gentlemen.
What's that?
I think the three of us need to climb into the rat box and see what happened to that Russian drill.
I think you're absolutely right. Although, no, I want to see the hole.
Okay.
We haven't gone to the hole yet. That was the whole point. We're going after the hole. No, but like anything around the hole?
Yeah, the bullet case.
Oh, holes where you stuck the sensors, but apart from that, you see nothing, no.
Just nothing, the hole itself?
The hole itself is fine.
Yeah, okay.
It's as it was yesterday, basically.
It's not bigger.
No, it's not bigger, no.
Didn't come from our hole.
Is the drill any more broken or just the same old?
The drill? No, the drill would be about the same. The drill doesn't look like it's been touched.
Damo!
I missed that word.
Sorry. Damo just quietly said, didn't come from our hole. The Russians woke it up.
Oh, boy. Well, we might have woken it up.
Yeah, but no. We didn't get there.
We've got to climb in the rat box, boys. It's time to drive.
Is just the three of us going?
Is there anyone at the base we want to take?
I think we've got Van with us.
Lloyd is coming with you. She doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. Okay. She's clinging to you.
Where's Van? Is Van still with us?
Van. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Van also will come with you. When you start talking about taking the vehicle, Van nods and he says, let's fucking ride.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I also get my rat biscuit because I'm worried about him.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. You all pile into the vehicle, Attila and Blair Palmer left behind, and you drive towards the Russian base. Oh, guess what?
No good.
You fucked up, dude.
Oh, shit.
For the first time.
I can't believe the one thing you are good at.
The driving.
Right? fucked.
I'm 70. Oh,
you get two dice to find some shell casings. Hey, Sean, well, you found everything.
If I'd had some fucking dessert, I'd be firing on all cylinders.
It's the crevasse that you passed last time, and you think, well, it's going to be fine, whatever, you've already done this. But as you're driving over, half of the crevasse on your side crumbles away, and then the entire rat box lurches dangerously, and you are now pointed up at the sky. Now, you could, it hasn't fallen yet, you could try to get yourself out of this, or you could just abandon the rat box.
We can't abandon the rat box. It's literally the only thing with... Yeah. It takes a few hours to drive to the Russians in the rat box. We've got front wheel, dog sleds.
Yeah.
Front wheels still have grip.
The treads still have grip. Yeah, but you don't know if you turn it on, if you're going to start climbing out, or you're just going to break more of the ice away.
Okay, in terms of scrap material inside the wrap box, what are we dealing with here? Specifically, are there any planks of wood?
No, there would not be. Lloyd is in an absolute panic.
Oh,
does someone try to comfort her?
Oh, yeah. No, it's all, we'll be right. You know, Richie's real good at this kind of stuff. You know, he'll get us out of this.
She is full on hyperventilating. You can see she's having a panic attack. She's not causing any problems, but she is not capable of doing anything right now.
Is there anything that we can, like, if we got out and, like, is there actually anything we can even do to help the situation?
I assume we can't push from behind, because behind is the crevasse.
Yeah, that would be falling into the crevasse. Yeah. It's going to be a drive check to get you out, and I'm going to say it's at a -2.
All-wheel drive, this vehicle? Front-wheel drive? All-wheel drive, okay. The pole that's stuck into the side.
Oh, okay.
Can we access that? Can I rip that out?
No, it's stuck in, so at, it was stuck in with strength greater than you could... than a human could muster.
What I'm looking for inside the rat box, it's kind of like when your wheels are bogged, if you can tie like planks of wood onto your wheels and then it will catch on, kind of need something like that to help the tread at the front. Seems like we don't have anything in the rat box because I cleaned anything. It so thoroughly on day one.
Are
the drawers in the kitchen wood?
No, they'd be metal. Or plastic, actually. A lot of this vehicle is plastic.
No good.
No.
There's heaps of wood back at the base.
We can't get... Well, how far to the base on foot?
It'd be quite a walk. You could do it, but it might be dark by the time you get back.
I reckon you're going to have to roll those dice, mate.
Sean, I believe in you.
Can I burn a willpower?
Absolutely, you can burn a willpower.
Does crack driver help me at all here?
No, unfortunately. If you needed to shoot while you were doing this, but alas.
You're allowed to swear while you're doing it.
Let's go.
You... slowly bring the rat box back up onto stable ground. You reverse it and the back treads keep you in place. Then you just find another place.
Yeah, baby.
Johnny boy.
Itchy brain. All right, let's go.
As you approach, you see that there are scorch marks on the earth all around the Russian facility. You're not sure what they are. It looks like explosions of some sort, but they're not very big. They're big enough to have disturbed the snow so that you can see the ash and the scorch where it was. Fuck. You're not 100% sure what that is. The wire fence has been torn out of the ground and you can't see where it is. There are three buildings. They have a main building, a shed like yours, and then some sort of third building that you don't know the purpose of. All three of those buildings are smoldering wrecks right now. There is the drill as well, but you can see that the drill, you can just see the structure where the drill should be held in. You can't see the drill itself. Now, you are still on the other side of these scorch marks, so you're still pretty far from the actual base. What would you like to do?
So there's no more sentry guards up top or anything?
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Those two towers have been knocked over.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So the buildings themselves, they're completely fucked, or is there any...
I mean, there's still some standing sections, but imagine all of their roofs have been kind of pushed down.
Yeah, sure. Let's just drive in. Yeah, the gate's down. You drive over the gate.
You know what we should do? Those machine guns, are they mounted in the guard towers?
Baby, let's put them on
the
rat box.
You can't see the guard towers right now. Or, like, the guard towers have collapsed. You'd need to go check the guard towers.
Let's go. Yeah, could we get those machine guns?
You could try. Yeah.
I reckon we need it.
All right.
I'm game.
You drive in?
Yep.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
All right, you find out what those scorch marks mean. Boom! A mine goes off beneath the rat box.
Oh, no! No, not rat box.
I should have known they were mines. Of course they're mines.
You manage to, the vehicle begins lurching upwards and it's nearly thrown end over end. You're able to right it, but the force, the shockwave, you can feel it rippling through the entire rat box. The front end of the rat box explodes upwards and shrapnel fills the cockpit and then the back area.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
I do not have a lot of health.
Everyone inside takes 4 points of lethal damage.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Am I still okay if I'm on two?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's how damage works. There are three different types of damage. There's bashing, lethal, and aggravated. Now, bashing damage is like bruising, superfluous cuts and stuff like that. Bashing damage is kind of like the sort of damage you might get in a fist fight. It might hurt, but it's not really life-threatening, not typically at least. And bashing damage returns at a rate of 1 point every hour. So it comes back pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Lethal damage is damage inflicted by a lethal weapon.
A mine.
For example. A knife, a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yes, a mine. It inflicts lethal damage. Well, actually, a mine inflicts aggravated damage, but we'll get to that in a sec. You took lethal damage because the rat box protected you.
Okay.
In its possibly final act, the rat box protected you.
We're idiots. We're going to die.
Yeah,
lethal damage comes from a lethal source, something designed to kill. Aggravated damage is beyond a normal lethal weapon. Mm. Aggravated damage is something like stepping on a landmine, a flamethrower. Oh, sorry. Lethal damage comes back at 1 point a day.
Okay.
Now, aggravated damage comes back at 1 point a week if it comes back at all. Aggravated damage can be things like losing an arm. That damage will never come back because you're never growing an arm back.
Yeah.
The way damage works as well is if you can imagine the last three of your hit boxes, they have a -1, a -2, and a -3. If you have any damage in the third last, you take a -1 to all actions. -2 if it's in the next one, -3 to all actions if you have a piece of damage in every type of box.
So I'm currently on a -1. I only have two.
To all actions.
For a day.
Or until you receive medical treatment.
Oh.
If you receive immediate medical treatment, I think within the first hour, then you can start downgrading types of damage.
Okay.
So you might want to start doing triage like yesterday.
Yeah.
If I've got 8 health, am I just crossing out 4 at the moment?
Yeah, you take 4 points of lethal damage and, I mean, it hurt. Your character is now a bit weaker, but it actually hasn't affected you yet.
Yeah.
And the same with, how many hit points did you have?
I had 7.
7? Same with you then.
Yeah.
I had 6.
Yeah. So you're taking a -1 to all actions.
Oh, man. Okay.
Fuck.
On foot from here.
Is
everyone alive?
Everyone's still alive. I mean, I think Dr. Lloyd. Yeah, Dr. Lloyd is also taking a -1 to all actions because she had only 6 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Van Wall is a bit tougher. So he's hurt, obviously, still, but he is not taking a negative. All of you begin slowly just assessing the damage as you hear. The only thing you can hear is.
Is Biscuit okay?
Oh, you took the rat because you were scared of the. You were scared of the rat.
I'm not going to take the rat from you just yet. The rat, I'm going to say.
Yet.
Jesus Christ.
Yet.
Yeah, rat.
I'm going to say, on, for whatever reason, the rat is fine. Maybe you put it in a back compartment and it was safe, tucked away from this explosion.
Thank goodness. Okay,
it's a rat. Like, it survived most things.
Yeah.
Sure. So, you begin taking assessments. Would you like to start making medicine rolls?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, I know about you fellas, but I feel bad. Like, I feel bad. Bad.
Yeah, look, I don't like to agree with you, but that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, there are parts of me that I think are hurting that I didn't know I had. I think I'm like
a brain.
Well, more. Like, I know where my spleen is now, I'm pretty sure. Like, exactly where it is, because I think it's, like, on fire.
Can I do a medicine roll to help fix Kitten?
Absolutely. You perform triage. Dr. Kitten, you can remove 1 point of lethal damage.
Oh, thanks, Brain. You're a real good guy. I owe you 5 desserts.
Van Wall attempts. Yes. Van Wall attempts triage on Dr. Lloyd.
I have no medicine, beta dose.
He fails, unfortunately. And you could do triage on other people if you have the best medicine skill of anyone here.
Sounds like you do. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay. Lloyd probably needs it more than me.
I'll do it for Lloyd.
You take one look at her leg and you can see it's just fucked up. You make a splint and you prevent her from injuring her leg further, but there's actually nothing you can do to in the immediate to fix her leg.
Okay. Fair enough.
Would you like to look at Van Wall or Dr. Boxley?
Yeah, give me a go.
Oh, yeah, McCrack.
Give me a good look over.
Yeah.
Dr. Boxley, you can remove 1 point of lethal damage.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
And I'll say you can now check only because it has to be in the first hour. So I'm going to say you can now, you only have enough time to check yourself or Van Wall.
Van Wall.
All right.
Oh, hero.
Yeah, you're a good person. Van Wall also loses 1 point of lethal damage.
Right.
So you climb out of the rat box. Maybe you did that before, actually, because you could definitely smell gas.
Right, fuck.
Okay, yep.
The front part of the rat box has been crumpled open. It doesn't look like this vehicle is going to be moving anytime soon. Fuck. It's possible you could fix it, but it's never going to run as well as it did previously. It needs a new chassis.
Well, we're not going to fucking find one of them.
Well, let's hope the fucking...
Where are we?
Russians.
The Russians
have,
might... The Russians will have
shed.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I walk... towards the building.
Sure. Which one?
Specifically, the kitchen.
Please be careful for mines.
Oh, inside the rat box or out?
To theirs. To
theirs? All right.
Yeah.
You're going to make an omelet, aren't you?
You enter.
You insane bastard.
I just want to see if they have eggs.
You wander into their base.
Yeah.
You see no people, but as you're wandering through, you can see that the structure that holds the drill has been torn somewhat, yeah. And you can see that their hole is... a bit collapsed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
In.
Yeah. Sorry, did you guys come with me or am I just entering this?
I think it was all you, man.
It was all you, dude.
Jesus.
We're sort of coming up behind.
We'll wait to see if you see any landmines.
Yeah, so I'm in the kitchen. Cool.
You have a look around, and if they have a kitchen, obviously they would have a kitchen.
Yeah.
Their kitchen appears to probably be in a section that is collapsed.
Fuck.
No eggs for
completely.
You.
No eggs, unfortunately. What would the two of you like to do?
What is there to live for?
And you're so we're still back by the rat box.
We're climbing out, and I'm looking around. And
Van Wall starts heading towards you, Brain.
Yep.
He quite clearly is keen to not leave you behind and not be left behind.
Yep. Legend.
How's Lloyd? Fucked.
Yeah, Lloyd.
She's gripping Lloyd, you with her whole body.
She was already fucked.
Yeah, Lloyd climbs out and she sits up against the. Oh, fuck. What does she do? She just sits in the snow, I guess, and she's shivering and quite clearly really traumatized.
Okay, Dr. Lloyd, we're going to have to get you inside, okay? You can't sit out here in the snow. It's not good for you.
She doesn't respond. Do you move her?
Yes.
She allows herself to be moved.
Okay.
What is she a doctor of again?
Geology. She's a geologist.
I can leave her behind.
Hey, do you want to go and look at their hole? Maybe we could use your...
first date.
Maybe that might help you, you know, concentrate on something else. You could, like, look at the rocks and the soil and see if it's different to ours. See if there's any, like, you know, strange things that they have that we don't have.
That's really not the time, she says.
Okay, no, that's all right. We'll get you inside.
There does not appear to be really an inside. They don't, the buildings here, I mean, there's a little bit of shelter to be had, but not a whole lot.
Mm.
As you walk through, I would say, Dr. Boxley, you stub your toe on something.
Okay.
It hurts for a brief second. You look down and you see an AK in the snow.
Hey, Boxley.
Pick up the AK.
All right.
Yeah, good.
You know how to use this?
No.
All right. I didn't think you would. You pick up the AK. It's heavy. It's you. If you've never held a assault rifle before, it's a lot heavier than you expect it to be. I mean, right. You understood it's made out of metal and wood, yeah. But once it's in your hands, it feels so much heavier than it has any right to be.
Yeah. Does it have a strap? I just like can.
Yeah. You can throw it over your shoulder if
great.
You want.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Right. You keep moving through the facility. Brain, what would you like to be doing? You look back as they enter. You're standing in the ruins of the main building.
Can I look around on the floor and see if there's any more guns?
You have a look around and you see one of the assault rifles, another AK, but it's been bent at an odd angle. Yeah. You keep scrambling around and then in among the wreckage, you find a full-on fucking armory. For a brief moment, your heart fucking soars, but then you can see in the fire, all of the ammunition has gone off.
Oh, no.
You could get an AK and a pistol, but you can't get any ammo for either of them.
Do they have any ammo in them already?
No, unfortunately, they're not kept loaded. Right. You could find, maybe two working AKs, but no ammunition for them, and like six empty little pistols. You don't know guns well enough to know what sort. It doesn't look like a very impressive gun in any case.
I pick up one of the pistols anyway, just an empty one, just in case I need it.
Always smack someone over the head with it. Yeah.
Right. I'm not looking for any guns. I'm just following the group.
Well, while he is searching for the armory, the two of you would arrive. So do you want to do anything as well?
I'm curious to sort of try to piece together what the fuck has happened here.
I will do a similar thing.
Are you both looking? What are each of you looking for? The same thing or different things?
So I think I'm going to be looking for... What am I looking for? I think I'm going to be looking for sort of similar to whatever the fuck fucked up our thing, like any kind of sort of, guess, animal tracks or any sort of claw marks, anything to sort of tie into that thing.
All right. You get a few successes. We'll get to that in a minute.
Interesting.
Now, what would you be
looking
for?
Signs of survivors.
Okay. Between the two of you, you're able to get a vague idea of what happened here. Something, perhaps... these animals or whatever they are, whoever, whatever, whenever these things are, they came from the north.
Interesting.
You can see that is where the fence has been torn out from. You can tell that is where the fence got torn up. Everywhere else, the fence got torn kind of sideways.
Yeah.
Which is kind of terrifying to imagine. This fence is... runs a roughly 100 meter diameter. It's a big fucking fence. Something grabbed it and pulled all of the fence out from one direction. Oof. You see the remnants of the fence. It has been pulled out and thrown aside.
Oh, fucking hell.
The towers, the nearest tower to the north, just got pushed. You could see something big came, pushed heavily, and then it fell over. That is when you make possibly the most terrifying discovery. You see one sooty, bloody, giant handprint in the side of that tower.
When you say hand, like it looks like a human hand?
It has two thumbs. Ooh. But aside from that, it looks identical to a human hand. So just six giant digits in total, two thumbs.
That's no good.
The thumbs next to one another? Or they're on opposite ends?
They're next to one another, yeah.
What the fuck?
You keep searching.
Yep.
And you see... you keep making your way south. You can see shell casings. You begin scattering the snow.
Right.
Shell casings all over the place. They must have put hundreds of rounds into whatever this is. You find no blood.
Ugh.
No evidence at all that whatever this was, that they hurt it. It looks like hands, giant hands again, just on top of each building, pushing them down. Oof. You can see that there were several of these things. Whatever there was, there were several of them.
Yeah.
They scattered around the place, and you can see, this is where, Dr. Kitten, this is where you come in. You can see drag marks leading to the north. They took captives and left with them. You can see enough drag marks to indicate the entire base got took.
Okay, then. So there's no people here.
Nah.
You reconvene in the middle of the facility.
Is there any vehicles around.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Oh, you're lucky. Yes. You find an actual, honest-to-God tank.
Fuck yeah.
Caterpillar it's, tracks.
It's got, yeah, it's a treaded vehicle. It would be what we would determine to be a, it's what we would call a half track, which means that the rear wheels are a set of tank tracks, but the front wheels are just regular, like, wheels. It's got a big open back section, and in that open back section, you can see it has a turret with a fucking gun on it. The gun can really only face forwards, and then it has a cockpit, if you will, like a driver compartment.
Is it in working condition?
Yes, it is a bit damaged when the building it was in was crumpled, but it is still, you can see, in working order. It needs probably a bit of gas. It would not be kept fueled, but after it's fueled, you could drive this.
What's the capacity inside this bad boy?
It could fit 4 people in the back, 2 people in the front.
Okay.
6 total.
Sick. All right. So we need to gas up this bad boy.
You start rooting around, having a look for fuel.
Yep.
You find in the back of this vehicle, while you're checking, you find the remaining explosives that they used to create this crater. It's all in the back of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
You can see many, many, many. They kind of look like blocks of, to describe them so that you would know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
They kind of look like blocks of cocaine, but they're not blocks of cocaine.
C4, baby!
They have marked on them C4, but in Russian. You are a bit shocked to discover that they are on fire, but otherwise seem to be fine.
Put that fire out?
Yeah, we put that fire out.
Yeah, do we put that fire out?
You put the fire out, sure.
I'm going to go over to their hole.
Okay. You can see it's much more cavernous. It's much larger. You could, if you wanted to, it would be a straight fall down.
Get in there.
But a human could fit into it.
In their hole?
Yep. It's much bigger.
Do we have any rope left in the rat box? Actually, can we check their tool shed?
You have a little look around and...
Wait, wasn't there also a building that we didn't know?
Yeah, there are 3 buildings. One of them was their equivalent of the vehicle building. You found the tank in there. They have a main building and then they have a 3rd mystery one. And then obviously the 2 towers.
What if it's a prison?
Building.
Could mystery. Be a prison with Semenov inside.
Semenov could be inside. Semenov's
my boy.
Semenov got sent to Siberia.
He's very dead. He's very dead.
He's in a work camp somewhere.
I thought sent to Siberia was like a euphemism for he's like the dog went to the farm.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah. They're currently going through photos of the expedition and just erasing him from them. They did that. Stalin invented Photoshop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to find some fuel for this tank.
What do you want to do, Dr. Boxley?
So this one's going out to hole.
Yeah.
Are you going to climb in the hole?
No. I just want to see, like, I've seen the hole. It's big enough for a man. Yep. That's all I needed to see. I'm going to come back and I want to do mystery. Do you want to do mystery building?
I think I want to do mystery
building.
Let's
mystery building together. Yeah.
All right. You have a look around. Oh, good job. Yeah, you find gas for the half track.
Pump it.
While you're pumping that, the two of you explore the mystery building.
Yeah.
It almost, if this were a different scenario, if you were not terrified shitless, you would think it would be funny the fact that the one remaining wall still left of this building has the door in it, and that door has a big chain and a massive lock on it. It would be normally fucking hilarious, but right now it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah,
it's still funny. Hey, look, keep out.
Should we go the long way around?
Well, after you, friend.
There he is.
Just testing the waters.
You begin. Oh, good job. You begin rooting around in the wreckage, and you see a lot of surveillance equipment.
Ooh, okay.
It is destroyed, but you can see directional mics, obviously designed to be secretive, like camera equipment as well. That would be the sort of stuff to disguise it as well. Quite clearly, they would put it somewhere, cover it in such a way that made it look like just a snowbank, and then leave it. You can see that there was also some sort of computer console. But the computer console is destroyed. You have no idea what it
is. Any tapes or anything? Recordings that we could see?
There would be, you would find some leftover tape recordings.
Or even photographs?
Photographs,
any,
yes.
Any documents of their surveillance, basically.
Mm. Yeah, you would find, yes. You wouldn't be able to watch the tapes because you don't have anything to watch them on. But you find photographs of your base.
Oh.
Anything pricks. Else?
That's it.
Just our base?
Yep.
From their base?
From their base, from inside your perimeter.
Spy.
From, A few pictures inside some of the rooms.
Are we in any of the pictures?
You are not in any of the pictures, no.
Which rooms?
You don't find, you can tell a lot of the pictures have been destroyed, but from the pictures that are left over, you find obviously pictures of the map room, the specimen lab, the geology lab.
So there is a spy in our team. Or they have been sneaking. Yeah, there's a spy.
There's a spy in our team. Yeah.
Well, or maybe not. Maybe the spy got skewered to the side of the rat box or died mysteriously
maybe
in the night.
The spy is clinging desperately to you.
No. That's what I think too.
Like, these are spy stuff, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, one of us is, for the Ruskies.
Yeah, one of us, mate. Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Well, you tell me.
I think, maybe it's one of them soldier guys who fought in the wars. I don't know. Could be, I mean, Yelmaz is kind of...
Tell me something. You seem pretty desperate to make friends with everyone, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's the best way to
yeah, real, time go for we're trying to get everyone's secrets out of everyone.
Oh, no, not secrets. No. You just got to be, it's easier to work if you're friendly with one another than if you're enemies.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right.
You don't think I'm the spy.
Oh.
You think I have the capacity to spy on people? I can't.
You were up pretty late last night.
I'm up late most nights. I'm the strong. I can see how this
taking
looks.
Taking some photos when everyone else is sleeping? Is that
no,
what it was?
No, I don't take any photos. There are no photos of people sleeping in there.
All right. Let's carry on.
I'm not a spy.
All right.
I'm not a spy.
Yeah. Steady on.
Adam, I hate you so much. You're
exactly
so
spy
down in this room. This is...
And just when I was beginning to trust you.
Fucking hell.
I hate you so much.
Rules.
Adam, I hate you so much. You didn't even do anything.
I didn't. I
you
know.
You didn't have to do shit.
Greatest part.
Oh, anyway.
This team has fallen apart.
Do we tell the others?
That you're a spy?
Fuck.
No. Back up. You're not even over here,
I know.
Fucko.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
Say fucko.
You spy.
I rang out Sean. Not Richie Brain.
It's Sean Carty.
Oh boy.
Should we not tell the others about
no
the spy?
Yeah, let's keep this between us for now, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
I don't trust you. I just want that on the record.
Oh. But you can trust me. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't though. So just to be.
But you can, I'm an open book.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how to keep a secret.
This is shockingly true.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.